Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, that means we got a lot to talk about here today. Last night, AEW Dynamite. And we have a bunch of matches now for the pay-per-view, the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. And the big story is that people have been asking, Swerve against Christian? That's your headline match for the pay-per-view? And the answer is no, that's not the headline match for the pay-per-view. The headline match is another Anarchy in the Arena match where the Elite, the Young Bucks, Okada, and Jack Perry will be facing off against the team of FTR, Brian Danielson, and Tony Khan! I'm kidding. It's Eddie Kingston. Tony Khan will not be wrestling. But we've got that. We'll talk about the entire Dynamite show. A lot of angles and such on the show. And questions raised as to what other matches we're going to get coming up at the pay-per-view. We're also going to talk about the USA Network Raw. They'll be staying there through the end of the year. That was announced yesterday as part of the TKO first quarter earnings report. And we've got a couple of business notes about WWE and UFC since they have merged into TKO. And also some notes on the future, what they plan to do for business. We've got a couple of AAA stars going to Triple Mania, including Nick Wayne. We got your Raw and NXT ratings. And an Adam Copeland interview where he talked about how he almost went to AEW in 2020. And I actually know a lot about that because I remember all of this when it happened. So I can tell you about that as well. A lot to get into today. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot to talk about here today. So they announced that Raw is going to stay on USA through the rest of 2024. And for those of you that don't remember the story, so the Raw, the current Raw deal ends at the end of September. So they had October, November, and December with no TV outlet because Raw moves to Netflix in January. So there was 3 months where they would have no Raw.
A lame duck.
And so the question was, well, they got to end up somewhere. Like, well, what are they going to do? And so they announced yesterday that Raw will remain on the USA Network. They signed a three-month deal worth $25 million.
Pocket change.
Yeah. And just like, we did a show with Dave last night, and we had talked about this. I said, Dave, why is Netflix like starting in January? Why aren't they starting in October? Like, is this a, you know, are they not ready for Raw yet? Is this a deal where, you know, there's other television deals around the world that are waiting to expire or whatever? And he goes, no, they just want to wait till January. I said, okay, hold on a minute. Why is my question? Like, I know they if they didn't want to start in January, they wouldn't have signed a deal to start in January. Like, why? And, like, if it were, if I were Netflix, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And I am going to purchase the rights to Raw. Like, do I want to purchase the rights to Raw the week after the last airing on the USA Network? Or do I want the thing to go dark for 3 months and then pick it up? Like, remember when WCW did that whole, they were going to do a reboot and they were like going to go dark for like several months or whatever and then reboot?
I remember that, yes.
Is that really like a good idea? You really want to take months off? Because you know how fans are. You know, you get out of the habit of something and then like you're done. I would not want people to get out of the habit of watching Raw. And then he goes, well, they got TV deals all over the world. I was like, well, why didn't you say that first? But then,
yes,
you know,
go ahead.
Then, I don't know. He goes, I go, this $25 million, this $25 million, I mean, that's a steal. Because, you know, what they're getting, $25 million for 3 months is less than half of a normal 3-month Raw cycle. You know what I'm saying? It's I think 60 million or something crazy is what they get for every 3 months, and they're getting 25 for this.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a great deal. And then he goes, well, you know, WWE was expecting nothing for all 3 months. I was like, did you hear that from somebody? How could that be? You're telling me that they just figured, we'll just put on YouTube for free. Like, they had to be looking for something,
of course.
Right?
Of course.
I can't imagine their idea was,
that's how
we'll make no money
this.
For 3 months. But anyway, that's the deal. They're going to, they're staying on USA for 3 extra months. They'll make $25 million. USA is getting a heck of a bargain. I mean, they had to work something out because SmackDown is going to USA. It's not like the USA network, you know, relationship is done.
Peacock.
Yes.
Look, NBC Universal still owns that. If nothing else, Raw was going to go over to Peacock for those last 3 months. And if you are NBC Universal and if you're USA, regardless of anything, in the fact that you're losing Raw or whatever, that it doesn't matter. You're bringing SmackDown in, and no matter, there's nothing you can put there that would get better ratings than Raw. So why bottom out the last 3 months of the year when at the end of the year you want to be one of the top-ranked entertainment channels on cable TV? So this only makes sense. And if I'm not mistaken, it is a global initiative idea, whatever it is from Netflix, where they want to start everything on January 1st. I think it is, I don't know the logistics of any of that stuff, but I believe it's just as simple as they wanted global distribution and they wanted everything to happen rolled out across the world on one date.
Man. So anyway, they also announced $316 million, WWE's first quarter revenue. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Year-over-year increase of 6%. From the previous year, it was increases in both live event and media rights revenue. So they made a lot of money there. The they had their full year guidance. 47 total events for WWE included Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber. Both PLA set all-time records for gross revenue and viewership. Netflix deal starts in 2025. And they said even though the event took place in the second quarter, they touted the financial success of WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. And they've, of course, got their first ever center mat deal with Prime Energy. And UFC did very good as well. And they talked in the press call. I think we all know this. What they're trying to do is run pay-per-views in places where people will pay them substantially. They're looking for those site fees, of which they've gotten plenty. And there's still a strong relationship with Saudi Arabia, thanks to Nick Khan. Vince, of course, began the relationship. Nick Khan has picked it up with Vince Khan. And they're looking to do another very big event in Saudi Arabia. Now, they've been doing these twice a year. You know, the greatest Royal Rumble ever! And they make about $50 million to run these house shows. I mean, if you've looked at the cards, they're basically house shows, glorified house shows, and they make $50 million for, like, a nothing-happening show. So the idea is, well, what if we give Saudi Arabia Royal Rumble? What if we give them, I don't know if Survivor Series, but, you know, they try to pretend like Survivor Series is a big five. But they could get, like, a $75 million payout, a $100 million payout, depending on the size of the show, just to run one show in Saudi Arabia. So if you're wondering how they're raking in so much money hand over fist, that's one of the ways. TV deals, obviously, Netflix deal, that sort of thing. So, yeah, that's it. Then the only other thing is they're going to run that Sphere. UFC is going to run the Sphere. One and done, Dana White says.
It's expensive, I'm sure.
Kind of makes me want to go.
Well, it's a cool-looking building, that's for sure. But imagine how much those tickets are going to cost. What's the average USA UFC ticket cost right now?
Hundreds of dollars on average.
It's hundreds. So I can imagine what it's going to be like in the Sphere for a one and only promoted that way event there. So, and I got to be honest, you know, with the Saudi Arabian deal, they are, you could see some of that crossover into the United States with WWE as well, too, if they're not getting a site fee from there, or if Saudi Arabia has some sort of interest, because the test balloon of Terrence Crawford's fight in Los Angeles that the Saudi government is backing, you know, that is, we'll see how that goes, how it goes over in the media, business-wise, all that sort of stuff. But we're starting to see where their tentacles are now fine with coming into the States and helping promote a fight. So if that, we could absolutely, I think, see that come through the UFC, maybe even before the WWE. But I can see that being a way that that Saudi partnership could end up expanding.
They also mentioned the idea of possibly festivalizing the WWE experience in Saudi Arabia.
That would mean,
you know, you do the Royal Rumble and you'd have the same, you know, SmackDown would be in Saudi Arabia, Raw would be in Saudi Arabia, you'd have a WWE. What do they call it now? Whatever they call that festival thing, WWE World or something?
Yes, WrestlePalooza.
Every time I think WWE World, I think of that stupid restaurant that went out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that WWE World?
Well, it was, what was it, WWE?
Maybe if you didn't call it WWE World.
I think the world part was the nightclub. Like, remember, it was like the restaurant, but then, like, on Friday and Saturday night, it became the world.
WWE New York? Yeah, maybe call it, like, WWE Prime Steak or something like that. Maybe I'd go. But WWE The World? I don't know, man. Hey, you want to go out for Mother's Day? Let's go to the world.
World.
Yeah. It's got some wrestling stuff there. That would go over great. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Why is everyone making comments about my tank top here today? What's wrong with it? It's a nice tank top.
What are they saying?
I don't know. Look, it's Cannon Beach tank top. What's wrong with that?
I say, there we go. You got to hit the
double
biceps.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah. It's hot today. We got our first hot day all year.
Got the windows open or the air conditioning on? Which one?
It's like 65.
That's hot.
It's gonna get hotter. Hey, when it's 65 in Seattle, you celebrate. Well, you put on a tank top. You get them guns out. Yes, that's what you do. And yes, it is really hot in the studio. That's the problem, because you know it's hot enough that like it's hot. But it's not hot enough for the air to turn on. It's a tough life here, you guys. Ron Monday, 1.62 million viewers, 0.53, 18 to 49. So one of the stories this weekend is, you know, these WWE PLEs. They went to France. They did giant business. But it's in France. So it aired at like 9 in the morning or whatever, 10 in the morning Pacific. And like nobody watched it. Like the viewership for this show was very low. And usually when they do like a pay-per-view that people do watch, there's a bump for Raw. No bump for Raw. But at the end of the day, it's like, does it matter that nobody watched it? I mean, there wasn't a title change.
No.
I mean, there was a women's title change, but I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Cody lost the title or anything like that.
I don't know.
Nothing they can't recap on the show.
That's the thing. I don't know if France had anything to do with it, with the time change, because you can watch it anytime you want. If people heard,
I knew, but I know, but when they air them early in the morning, the viewership is different. Even though, yes, in theory, like a lot of people like to watch the pay per views live and tweet about them and do that whole thing, and they just don't do that for those early morning shows.
But I think it's more of a matter of when you looked at the card, you knew nothing really was going to shake except for maybe that women's tag title match. And again, it was a really good house show. I mean, it was a great show to watch in a fun atmosphere. But I think, again, the show would have been a lot hotter and had something going for it. And that's kind of the issue right now is, yeah, they're doing big business overseas, and it's not like they're hurting themselves on TV, but it feels like one big gigantic holding pattern that they're in right now.
So then we got the NXT. I can't wait for Brian and Vinny tonight.
Why?
We had no mention of NXT on Observer Radio last night because Dave did his history of the Black Saturday, which took a long time. So I didn't talk about it yesterday either. I got so much pent-up NXT aggression to get out here tonight, especially about that god darn match, the No Quarter Catch crew. But anyway, the show did 659,000 viewers. At 8.19. So it was way up. And, you know, everyone is immediately saying it must be Chelsea Green. I mean, is
it? What's she saying?
I don't know.
Probably Matt Cardona, too.
I mean, I haven't seen the quarters. Are the quarters out? Has anyone seen the quarters for NXT? Let me check. Because I want to know what really bumped it.
The lack of competition from somewhere else, maybe a bigger playoff game.
Okay, NXT.
Was there a big show that didn't know Vanderpump or
Lodak? Oh, man. Yeah, it was not Chelsea. She was the lowest rated quarter on the show.
How did the combine
596,000 for the Chelsea Green match. So it was not Chelsea.
Who peaked it?
The highest rated thing on the show was Trick Williams.
Hey!
They did advertise Trick Williams was going to be on whatever Metaphor's gimmick's called.
Supernova Sessions.
Supernova Sessions. And, you know, they did announce that in advance. Trick on Supernova Sessions, and Lash was going to reveal what was in the envelope. And I have said before, fans like a mystery. And so it was the, they had almost 700,000 viewers for that segment. So, I mean, if you want to point to like one thing, you know, it was that. And I mean, the rest of the show was just higher than usual. I mean, it opened at 674 and largely stayed there all the way until the last half hour. And then it fell for the beginning of the Chelsea match and then fell more for the end of the Chelsea match, which, by the way, was an overrun. They lost a lot of viewers in an overrun, and the overrun normally rises. Is everyone going to get mad at me for this? I'm just telling you what happened, everybody. Jiminy Christmas. I can just see it coming. Brian hates Chelsea Green!
Well,
because he reported the numbers! Anyway.
I see you're not putting any of this on Roxanne Perez, which would lead people to also...
Well, because nobody said their number was up because of Roxanne Perez. They said it was up because of Chelsea Green. And I looked at the quarters, and that's not why. Why are you mad at me? Why is everyone always mad at me? First, my tank top. Now I reach some numbers. You know, I've had more people mad at me over numbers. The great irony that I hate numbers. I hate math. I've had more people in my life angry at me over numbers than anything else I've ever done. I'm a victim.
Ric Flair's going to call you Brian D-Head. Be careful.
Don't even get me started on this guy. Hey, by the way, after the show went off the air, you know, he did do an interview, and he said he was sorry.
Oh, yeah, and I heard he said when he wasn't drinking. That makes it worse!
No, he said he was drinking.
Oh, yeah.
But he said it was only a couple of mixed drinks and some beers.
Jesus Christ.
It didn't even sound like he was sure how many drinks he had. It wasn't many, but I can't remember how many I had.
He didn't.
But it wasn't many. When I haven't had many drinks, I remember how many I had. It's when I had a lot of drinks, I don't remember.
How many times do you think he slapped his chest about at the bar during that time? Exactly. Woo!
I've done that a few times.
Woo wings!
Sometimes I do that when I post the numbers on Twitter. I go, bring it on!
And then hit a double lat spread like Hillbilly Jim?
Yep.
Hit it. Hit it. Do it. Do it. You have the chance in the tank
I got
top.
Too much
do
news
it.
Here.
All right.
Adam Copeland was on the Chris Van Vliet show. And he said that he was really close to joining the company. Now, I haven't read this quote yet, okay? So this is going to be fun. We're going to do this together.
Like Karnak.
Because I do remember this period quite well, in fact, because I had a lot of discussions about Adam Copeland, and then he ended up going back to WWE. He says, when I first started talking AEW, I was not yet cleared. I had made it. We talked about it like the bosses of each video game level, but I still wasn't cleared by company doctors. So once all those clearances started to come, I was like, okay, this is real now. All right. So before I did anything, I had to go kind of get the final clearance needed for either company. But I had negotiated with everybody. I was like, okay, here's where I'm at. Here's what I've been told I can do, and started the process. And then going to WWE and sitting down with Vince, he goes, well, it's got to happen here. At that stage, I looked at the equity built. It felt like having to start over, especially having to start over after having been gone for 9 years. Felt really daunting, if that makes sense. I felt like at least with WWE, that's one thing off the table that I don't have to worry about. I can come back and walk into the history of this character. I do feel like it needed to have happened there initially. I really do, if only for that Royal Rumble moment right before the pandemic hit. Just feeling and experience that I'm happy the way it turned out. And talked about... See if he said anything more about that period. He didn't. Certainly well, here's what I can tell you about that deal. He was very close to going to AEW. And I'm talking he was close enough that, you know, people were like, he's coming in. Like, he hasn't signed, but he's coming in. And then all of a sudden he signed with WWE. And there were people there who were angry. They were like, it's just like, They were very upset about the way that he went about doing that. And obviously, at the end of the day, like, you know, water under the bridge. He's there now. Everyone's happy. Everything worked out great, you know. Yeah. Same people that were pretty upset, I'm sure, delighted now. But I do remember at the time it was like, you know, they didn't say it was unprofessional, but it was kind of like, you know, he'd really sort of let them know that he was on his way in, and then all of a sudden he signed with the other place. So they were kind of...
Look, you know. I think everything he said sounded very honest, and I think anytime
Adam... I'm sure it was, and I think it was good for him to go to WWE.
Absolutely, because you talk about that familiarity after being out for so long. You're dealing with, you know, your family, and what if I get hurt again, and all this other stuff racing through your mind, and the money, and man, opportunities here, and all that. I get it. I can completely understand that. So, you know, I'm sure there were some hurt feelings, you know, on the other side, but I'm also sure that those things, obviously, you know, once you talk about those, once people understand with a little bit of hindsight, you know, nobody can really complain. And the fact is, he's there busting his ass every single time he is out there. So God bless him.
And then this story, you know, I'm pretty much over UFC. I don't watch any of the shows, you know. There's just too much. Once Collision started Saturday, and then there's New Japan show Saturday, and plus
bring back boxing, please.
You know, I can cover wrestling, but this is a UFC story I must discuss.
Oh boy,
Derek Lewis says he is talking with WWE. 39 years old.
I love it.
Says he has been speaking with the company for a few months now. I have absolutely no idea, like, if he would be any good. My guess is no. But the one thing he has going for him, and actually I'm not even sure about this because he'd have to watch his language. He is an incredibly entertaining promo.
Yes.
A ridiculously entertaining promo. And he was asked, like, what was his finisher being? He goes, it must be something like Rikishi. Something like that. You might see it. Somehow I like taking off my shorts, so you might see something like that. If you guys have never seen like these Derek Lewis promos, I mean, they're unbelievable. So I would be happy to see him come in for a one-off. Derek Lewis at SummerSlam. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What?
Go ahead and say I told you so. Just go ahead and start with
that. Oh, you want me to start with that?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, people get mad when I start AEW reports with a negative.
I know.
But you brought it up.
Well.
I absolutely, 100%, word for word, told you guys exactly what was going to happen with Toni Storm. Mm. And what's her name?
Now you can't even remember her name, can you?
Yeah.
Serena Deeb.
Serena Deeb.
Yeah, you know what, though, Brian? You know what, though? If you would have saw the shot that the camera guy focused in on when that baby face came out that said Toni Storm was greater than Serena Dweeb,
yep,
you might think her name was Dweeb.
Yeah.
That's what she looked like.
I told you guys she was a baby face. First off, I told you guys that Serena was a baby face, and you all made fun of me. I saw it in the chat. Oh, she's a baby face because she gave a card to a kid? Oh, she's a baby face just because she... Yeah, she's a baby face, okay? She came out as a total baby face here.
Mm-hmm, like a lamb to slaughter here.
And the crowd does not care about Serena Deeb as a baby face facing Toni Storm. And she tries to cut her promo, and they're chanting for the Oilers. They're chanting for Toni Storm. She's telling a story about how she was gone for, I forget what she said, 14 months or whatever. And, you know, 15 months on the shelf. And she had three seizures. No one knew why. There was not even like a follow-up. Like, she didn't even say if they know why now. I mean, for all we know, she could have another seizure. But she said, you know, she thought she might have to retire, but damn it, she had a dream of becoming... She's telling this story, and they're chanting for the Oilers. And then Toni interrupts her story about, like, fighting for her life. Toni interrupts, and the fans start chanting for Toni. And Toni says, all I hear is a charity case. And they cheer. And Serena says, you need to start taking this stuff seriously. And she dropped an S-bomb, because that usually gets a pop. She says, you got to start taking this S seriously. The fans boo her. She says, I fight for my life. I'll fight for my life at Double or Nothing. The fans respond by chanting for Toni. Toni says she doesn't care. Doesn't give an S, she says. The crowd pops for that. They chant Tony's name again. And then Serena goes to leave.
She checkmated her curse word.
Toni grabs her. Serena drops her with the right hand, and she gets boos. I'm like, see, here's the thing, that guys, you don't get it. Like, I get mad at certain things, okay? But the stuff I get the most mad at is when I told you this would happen. And it's not like I made a wild guess. It's I've watched every Toni Storm feud for the last 5 months or whatever, and the same thing happens every time. You get somebody who you put in the role of the babyface against Toni Storm, who for reasons unknown is still a heel, but she's the most popular woman on the roster, and every single time it kills the babyface dead. Half the time we get no heat because they're like, they don't even care because they just want to cheer. I said this is going to happen, and here we are.
Put it in a tweet earlier. Inaptitude. Not ineptitude, but inaptitude when it comes to putting some of this show together and coming up with ideas and some of the ideas that they come up with. I don't know who's to blame, but you already danced this dance with Deonna Purrazzo. And maybe you got an escape valve out of it because of Thunder Rosa and you were able to put those two together. But you send Serena Deeb out there, who you got to admit did hold her own as far as holding it together through that promo and making it sound like she wasn't shook up by the crowd or anything. But man, to make this mistake again, like, what are you doing here? You know, I get it that Jamie Hayter, I will assume, is going to come back as the Lord and Savior, as she should. But, like, there's so much you could have done here with Toni Storm.
I actually don't think that's going to happen.
Then what are you doing?
I'll tell you. You want to know what I think is going on?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to give my constructive criticism, okay? Do you remember when we would watch Raw and every last single week, like, every storyline would just go out the window and he would just do something else? And there was absolutely, positively zero long-term booking. It was week to week. Whatever happened, like, what, and it was mind-blowingly irritating. And all people asked for was, can we have some long-term storytelling? Remember this?
Yeah.
Well, AEW starts, and they do long-term storytelling. You know, they book quite a ways out and everything like that. Okay? So, there are always two extremes, and then there's the middle. And the thing that if I were to give Tony Khan one piece of advice, it would be, I don't care what your long-term plan is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got to do something different. And when I watched this show, what happened later was Mariah May faced Harley Cameron. Mariah May is, Tony's understudy or whatever they call her. And she works a total babyface. And Harley's a heel. Mariah sells, makes her big comeback, wins, place goes nuts. They bring up Mina Shirakawa. They hug. They almost kiss, but then they drink some champagne. And they happily, and everyone's, they're dancing. Everybody's going, they love them. Okay? And as soon as this happened, I knew exactly where this is all going and where it's been going from day one. And that is, Mariah and Tony are going to split. Probably as a result of Mina Shirakawa or whatever. And Mariah May, as a babyface, is beating Toni Storm for the title at Wembley. That's where we're going, okay? Now, I'm sure at some point Toni came up with this idea, probably months and months ago, and as is always the case, he is going to barrel forward with his plan come hell or high water. And the hell or high water is nobody wants to boo Toni Storm. They just don't. And he's doing everything he can to get Mariah May over. She's going to be the baby face in this scenario. And that's just where we're going to go.
Well, everything you said would be fine, except for the fact that you need to give people a reason to boo Toni Storm. And one of those things leading into a show in August would be this baby face Toni Storm, who we love this gimmick of, does something to Mariah May. And then turns on her leading into Wembley, because that's what a booker would do. And I don't, they can do whatever they want. It really doesn't matter either way to me. You know, I'm going to be here with you every day talking about it anyway. But it's one of those times where it's like all of the great bookers in history, listen to the crowd, understand business. Yes, they have their idea, and you tell the fans what you want, and you manipulate the fans. That's part of being a promoter. That's part of being a psychologist and a sociologist when it comes to your fan base. But you also have to accept what comes in and then make that work for you. And you need to leave yourself wiggle room. You can't just say, I have a long-term plan, and come hell or high water, go and do it. Because again, now we got a situation like this where in the process, you're leaving bodies in the wake, and it doesn't really make any sense. What's the point? You could have done this with a lot of people other than Serena Deeb or Deonna Purrazzo, who's coming in brand new. It's like you could have literally done that with anybody, gotten the same results.
Now, I will tell you a couple of highlights from this show.
There were some.
So
Samoa Joe, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's one of the highlights of this show is they haven't gone full into it, but like we're getting more video packages. And we had some excellent ones on this show. Listen, there are very few people that are more critical of this whole House of Black thing than me. I hate house rules. I hate spooky stuff. It's so lame. But they had a video.
Remember when Adam Copeland didn't want to do that with Judgment Day?
Yeah, isn't that ironic? Yeah. Do you guys remember this? If you don't remember this. So Edge was the guy, he was going to be the head of Judgment Day. It was going to be his group. And they put him together for a while. And he apparently said, like, I will not be involved in any of this spookiness. I will not do it. I want out. Have somebody else take my spot. So they removed him from the Judgment Day because he didn't want to be involved in spookiness or goofiness. And then Judgment Day never did that. They just became a heel group. And now he's here with Malachi Black, and he got sprayed in the eyes with mist, and it's making him mean. So that's ironic. But anyway, they had a Malachi Black promo, and Malachi, this was probably one of his best promos ever in AEW, because it wasn't speaking in riddles. It was just flat out laying out the story, which is this Adam Copeland, he's acting like a nice guy, but I know this guy, and he's not a nice guy. And I am going to do whatever needs to be done to bring that side of Adam Copeland out, to show you people that he is not the nice guy that you think he is. And Malachi is attempting to recruit him for the House of Black. That's the storyline. It was a great
pool of fire.
It was a great video package. It looked great. It was shot great. The promo was great. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Fact.
We had a Samoa Joe training video. So, like, we haven't even heard any of Samoa Joe's thoughts on losing the AEW World Heavyweight title. That is a negative. Like, he doesn't seem to care. He's just training. But this training video, it was like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Can he win the title back at some point? Because hopefully we have not seen the end of Samoa Joe as the world champion. He was fabulous in here.
That's one thing that you have to give him credit for, and that's what a good booker does, is keep people fresh in the mix as far as keeping them important. And he went out and he killed Isaiah Cassidy. Then you have a promo like that, a video pack of Flair and Tenryu playing on the screen behind him. It keeps him in the forefront, even if he's not having matches, because we see it with Hobbs and Wardlow and a lot of other people there. Once they're out of sight, out of mind, after their deal's over with, they just completely disappear. That's got to change.
And then just to jab you before the show ends.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho is the learning tree.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jay White.
I am dying. So Jericho's learning tree gimmick is to take all of the criticism that he gets online, and it is now part of his character.
It's regurgitated back out through his face.
So he's
body.
Out there saying, man, guys, I wish I could be on every Dynamite all 2 hours. Just 2 hours straight. I'd do it if I could, he says. He notes, I had a great match last week. I want to thank Shibata. We had the highest rating on Cage Match.
He counted the chops.
Which, of course, is a reference to the fact that people go, oh, we hate Jericho and he sucks. He can't even have a good match anymore. Well, he went on Cage Match and found out that it was the highest rated match on. So he, like, that's part of his character now.
Dork.
And then he's thanking, oh, thank you, Hook. He goes, yeah, we haven't seen you since you hit yourself with that baseball bat. But take as much time as you need to get better, and then we'll celebrate. And then Tony Schiavone gets in the ring, and he says, you know, since you mentioned Hook, he's going to be back next Wednesday night, right here on Dynamite. And Jericho pauses, and he goes, all right, well, let's celebrate on Dynamite together. Thanks, guys. And he gets out of there. I love it.
Of course you do.
I love this character. And they faced a team with Harlan Abbott and Mo Jabari. And you know the gimmick. Jericho was Captain Lou. He stood on the apron. Big Bill did all the work. And then Bill tags him in to make the cover and get the pin.
He looks like Captain Lou.
Oh! Now we're going too far. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I didn't even think about it till the break when you mentioned it, Mike, but Lashley apparently is injured.
Yeah.
Adam Pearce tweeted out that he's injured. He's being replaced by Dawkins.
Angelo Dawkins.
In a match with Tama Tonga.
Tama Tonga, yeah.
And I was thinking about this because I was surprised to see Tonga even in the tournament because, you know, he's brand new. He's in the bloodline. I didn't think they'd want him doing jobs on TV yet. But then I did recall that his father was King Tonga.
He was. He was King Tonga, came into the WWF that way, and then at some point along the line, he became Haku. Was a member of the Islanders, which, by the way, that was a great team with Bobby Heenan. The Islanders against, like, Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid and all those matches. Like, that was a cool, underrated team of the era. And then, obviously, he became the man known as Mang later on as well, too.
Yeah, Haku.
Still can kick all of the ass today.
Haku right was King of the Ring.
He was. Yeah. No, well, not King of the Ring. Haku, no.
He was King Haku.
Yeah, but
he wasn't. But he didn't win the tournament. But yeah,
Bobby Heenan needed a new king, and then there was Race, and then they lifted Haku up on the gimmick there, and Harley Race tilted him over, and those were fun matches. Like, they probably weren't fun for a lot of, like, for you in that era who wanted to see Hulk Hogan and all that stuff. But Harley,
I
Race
didn't like Hogan.
That
was my
Harley
sister.
Race and Haku kicking ass. That was something.
I do have to say that if you haven't been watching those '86 WWE challenge shows or whatever, Collision. You should watch along with us for the Brian and Vinny show because, I mean, man, that's the end of the line for, like, the Iron Sheik. That's when he could still move. Oh my God, you should see that guy move and jump, and Haku's in there as like a light heavyweight. Just like, it's crazy, but it's fun. So anyway, we got to wrap it up. I will be back later with Vinny. Yes, you will get your full NXT report tonight. Fear not. It's going to be worth the wait. And Dynamite as well. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.